thecorporalnetwork.com.
Hi, my name is Matt LeBeau, and I just won two sets of Elven Dice by listening to The Tome.
Welcome to The Tome, episode 84. The Tome is a D&D news, reviews, and interviews show, and I'm your Tome host, Jeff Greiner. In this episode, we will finish playing catch-up with Steve Kinson at Origins. Just a few things to note before we get into this last of the Origins episodes, the convention that never ends. I really need to find a better way to release these things in future years. First, there will be a new contest starting up in the next episode. It's a big secret, so keep your ears open for that attached to the next Gen Con episode. And I promise, the Gen Con episodes will be out quicker than the Origins ones, since there's a lot fewer of them. Second, I was wanting to remind you to check out the Monarchs comic briefing that includes me. It's late in coming out because, as usual, Victor from Fistful of Comics and Games has dropped the ball. But the episode is still really good, and the show is, in general, has become a really serious go-to show if you want to talk about comics. Lastly, I have yet another appeal for you to swing by the forums. But this appeal is new. Here's the deal. I'm starting threads on the forums giving you guys a heads up on any products that I'm working on reviews for. Other people doing reviews for the show, please feel free to do the same. Each one includes a breakdown of what's in each book, without getting into too many details. And then I ask for your comments and questions to be included in the process of my recordings for the reviews. Sometimes in this vacuum of podcasting, where we put things out into the ether of the internet and assume it sort of gets to you, but we sometimes don't hear back, I'm not entirely sure if I'm answering all the questions that you want to have answered. So this is your chance to get your questions out there to me and answered, and get your two cents included. Right now there are threads for the Forgotten Realms Campaign Guide, the Forgotten Realms Player's Guide, The Adventurer's Vault, which is a book full of equipment from Wizards of the Coast, and a thread for character sheets, DM records, DM screens, all for episodes that I have planned. I'd love to hear from you and to make your posts part of the show. Anyway, I know I had more to talk about, but alas, my mind has slipped a little bit and I've forgotten. See, here's what you wanted to hear. Steve Kinson of Green Ronin at Origins 2008, taking some time away from the booth to give us an update on how things have been going at Green Ronin. Okay, I am here with Steve Kinson from Green Ronin, mastermind of True 20.
Hey, everybody.
Steve, how's the True 20 revision gone? How's that whole process panned out?
People seem to, you know, have received it very well. It's a quality book, and it's a pretty good deal because it's, you know, all the rules content of the original True 20 rulebook plus all of the material from the True 20 companion for $30 for a softcover book. So that's a pretty good deal.
Good deal. So is that sort of the focus that Green Ronin's come to Origins with, or are you also looking at some other stuff too?
Well, we've got pretty much something for each of our major lines. We've got the True 20 Revised and the Adept's Handbook for True 20 are new here at the show. We've got the Song of Ice and Fire Quick Start product that we gave away for Free RPG Day as a preview for that, which is coming up this fall. And we've got the new Mutants and Masterminds Deluxe Game Master screen with the second edition revision of the Time of Crisis adventure for Mutants and Masterminds.
Okay. So great. So what other True 20 products are coming down the pipe?
The next big thing for True 20 is the True 20 Warriors Handbook, and that's heading into production, so it'll probably be in the next couple of months. And from that, that's pretty much the last major True 20 product for this year. We're planning out our 09 schedule right now, probably between now and Gen Con, to figure out what is coming up for True 20 next year. But there's also a lot of, since the announcement of the True 20 license, there are a lot of new third-party products that are coming out for True 20 adventures and campaign settings and source material. So I think folks are going to see a lot more True 20 support available to them.
That's good for True 20 in general. So
absolutely.
So is Green Ronin going to do some of that stuff too? Some of the adventure support campaign settings, that kind of stuff? Or are they going to keep it pretty generic?
We're still looking at where our resources can be best allocated for True 20. And it may be that if the third-party publishers are really covering the adventure and campaign support well, we may focus more on the core of the system and providing support there. We're also talking about possibly providing some more True 20 support for Freeport. Since we already got the True 20 Freeport Companion out there, and the setting and the game system work together really well, we may provide some further support along those lines as well.
Right on. So speaking of Freeport, which was released originally as 3rd edition D&D,
mm-hmm.
then systemless with supplements for True 20 and then 3rd edition,
yep.
What are the plans for Freeport? Is it going to be full ahead True 20 at this point, or?
Well, right now, you know, we're still providing support for multiple game systems for Freeport. We've got the Cults of Freeport source book and the newly released Buccaneers of Freeport source book, which are both system neutral, just like the original Freeport campaign book. And we've got new Freeport companion books coming along. We just had the Savage Worlds Freeport Companion. We've got the Castles and Crusades Freeport Companion in the works, getting ready for release fairly soon.
Okay.
So there's a lot more game system support for Freeport out there. Our internal support will probably tend to focus more on True 20 because that's the system we've got the most use out of.
Mm-hmm.
But we're also continuing to work with other publishers with support for their game systems if they're interested.
Possible Pathfinder support?
Possibly. We don't have any plans at the moment, but it's certainly something we'd be interested in if Paizo is.
Okay. And what about Green Ronin's plans in terms of the GSL and 4th edition?
We really don't know yet.
Okay.
We're still, the GSL is pretty new. It's a very complex legal document, especially compared to the original open game license. So we're going over it carefully, looking at what our options are in terms of what products we can do, and within those limits, what products it is we want to do.
Sure.
It's a somewhat slower process than a lot of people would like.
But Green Ronin would like to support those rules if they have a line that they think would fit it, or
yeah, I mean we're certainly open to the possibility, and we always have been ever since the 4th edition was announced. Mm-hmm. But it what sort of support we could do up until recently was a big question mark because we hadn't seen the GSL.
Right.
We really didn't know if any of the product ideas we had were options, so it was very difficult to make any solid plans. Now that the GSL is here, you know, we're beginning to do that, but it's taking some time because there's a lot of ramifications to take into account.
So no Green Ronin 4th edition stuff anytime soon, but maybe in the next year?
Yeah, if we're going to do any 4th edition stuff at all, it'll certainly be within the next year.
Okay, great. Anything else you got going on that we should know about?
Well, the next big releases that we've got coming up on the horizon is we've got the Wild Cards campaign setting book for Mutants and Masterminds that's coming up for Gen Con. That's going to be a big 256-page full-color book that covers the whole first 17 volumes of the Wild Cards series.
Talk about Wild Cards a little bit. What is that?
Wild Cards is the fiction anthology series that was started and edited by George R. R. Martin back in the 80s, and that featured a number of major science fiction writers, many of whom were members of George's gaming group originally. And basically, it's an alternate history wherein alien virus rewrites the DNA of people on Earth that horribly kills most of the people who are infected by it. But a small, lucky percentage get superpowers out of the deal, and they're called ACEs. And a slightly larger percentage of the survivors are hideously mutated, become known as Jokers. And become the sort of ultimate outcast minority of this alternate history.
And you're taking that setting and adapting it for Mutants and Masterminds then?
Yeah, it would be slightly more accurate to say that we are adapting Mutants and Masterminds for the setting.
Sure.
And the game system chapter of the campaign book talks about some minor system modifications you can make to M&M to make it more compatible with the style of the Wild Cards books, which take a much more realistic take on what people with superpowers would be like than the four-color comic books do.
Sure, sure. And then after, you were moving on after that. What else is coming
and,
up?
And after Wild Cards, we've got, obviously, the Song of Ice and Fire role-playing book.
A lot of people are very excited about.
And we're really looking forward to that. That'll be probably early in the fall. And we'll start off with the core rulebook, which will provide all the information you need to play the game and a complete overview of the setting. And it's the game system that's previewed in the quick start rules that are were available on Free RPG Day, will be available for download from our website in PDF format. And it'll be followed up by a Westeros campaign guide that's an expanded view of the setting in great detail, all sorts of information on characters from the books, plenty of background information, and a big campaign adventure called Peril at King's Landing that involves the characters right in all sorts of political intrigue and conflicts right in the heart of Westeros in the capital at King's Landing, and should be a really fun, devious adventure.
Sure, sure, sure. And that has its own custom setting or system, or is it based anything off of any systems that have that Green Earnings developed before?
We created an entirely new system for Song of Ice and Fire. It's basically a D6 dice pool system.
Okay.
Where characters have ranked abilities that determine the number of dice they roll for a particular test. Results of the dice are summed up and compared against a difficulty, and we use bonus and penalty dice to apply modifiers to the tests based on characters' skills, specialties, talents, any other particular penalties or difficulties they may be facing. And we use we just extend out that basic core mechanic to apply to combat, intrigue, warfare,
okay,
all the sorts of things that the characters are going to be doing within the context of the game.
So was that something that you felt, I don't know if you worked on the game specifically, but that Green Earning felt specifically needed to be done to capture the flavor of those kinds of stories in that setting, and True 20 just didn't quite fit, or...?
We felt that that Westeros and the Song of Ice and Fire stories didn't lend themselves particularly well to a class or role-based game system,
okay,
and that the characters needed a somewhat broader game system that was a little simpler in some regards, that was a little easier in terms of describing the characters, such that the focus of the system is really on the characters' abilities described in simple terms, so that... it was something that was approachable by people who weren't as familiar with RPGs, who might be coming from it, from the books, and didn't necessarily need all of the background of where the system came from.
Okay, great. Anything else coming up?
Let's see. We've got Freedom's Most Wanted coming up for Mutants and Masterminds as well, and that'll be out shortly after Wild Cards, and that's a big collection of new supervillains for four-color Mutants and Masterminds and for the Freedom City setting. And we've got a manga-style Mutants and Masterminds source book coming out later this year, as well as a Swords and Sorcery comics style source book for M&M. So.
Great. Sounds great.
A lot of good stuff coming up.
Thanks for chatting with us.
My pleasure.
Well, there's Steve Kinson. Now for a promo for Return to Northmoor, a new podcast that could be very interesting if things go well. Honestly, I'm not sure how things are going to turn out, but I'm very interested, and you might be also.
Are you a GM who spends more time commuting than preparing for your game? Do you find that preparing for your game is getting buried under the challenges of adult responsibility?
Are you looking for inspiration for your own campaign that's more than just lists of monsters and traps?
Well, thanks to the wonder that is podcasting, there is help for you.
Join us for the Return to Northmoor podcast, where we present a session's worth of material for a D&D 4th edition adventure in every episode.
Not only have we done the work of putting together your night's worth of gaming, but we present it to you in a lively audio format so that you can safely prepare while driving.
Take it from me, folks, highway fatalities are not pretty.
In addition to presenting the adventure session by session, we also give you a little snippet of actual play so you can hear how it went for us.
For good or for ill.
So check out the Return to Northmoor podcast for fun, education, and so that your players don't beat you up for playing WoW all night instead of preparing for the game.
You can find us and many fine podcasts at spookyouthouse.com.
And that's episode 84. Don't forget to email the show at thetomeshow@gmail.com, and don't forget to ask your questions in the tome section of the forums. Also, you can help the show get noticed with reviews or votes on various sites, but more than that, get out there and tell people about the show. Maybe this time around, you should write the address thetomeshow.com on index cards and staple them to the character sheets of all the other players at your next game when they're not looking. I'm sure no one will mind. Also, don't forget to consider checking out the Tome's Amazon store for products discussed on this show and more. The show gets part of the proceeds, and that helps keep us on the air. And once again, you can find all of that at thetomeshow.com. And of course, the Tome is a founding member of the Vorpal Network at vorpalnetwork.com. If you're interested in anything geeky at all, video games, movies, comics, TV, Vorpal has your hookup. So check it out. Links for things mentioned in the show can be found in the show notes on the website at thetomeshow.com. And this has been episode 84, Steve Kinson at Origins 2008 of
The Tome.